would like to wish a very happy Father's Day to all of our fathers, those here at church today, those watching via the internet. We are certainly praying for you at this Mass, and we're praying, of course, for the souls of our fathers who have returned home to the Lord. And as we conclude Mass today, it will be my honor to offer a special Father's Day blessing for the conclusion of Mass. After the Sundays of Lent and Easter and the feasts of the Holy Trinity and Corpus Christi, today we return to the Sundays of ordinary time, the Sundays that we count throughout the year. And as we move through the season of ordinary time this year, we will be reading from a large portion of St. Matthew's Gospel. Today we hear the selection from the 10th chapter, a very beautiful and certainly very meaningful selection for the time in which we are living. In this brief five-verse passage, Jesus mentions fear four times. He tells us not to fear anyone, not to fear those who can kill the body. He tells us not to fear because we are infinitely valuable to God. Fear is a common theme in the preaching and teaching of Jesus. We might ask, why is that the case? And Jesus goes back to the topic of fear so many times because of original sin. Because of original sin, fear is a part of the human experience. Think about it. It starts when we're young. When we're kids, we might be afraid of the dark, or we're afraid of the basement, or the monster that lives in our closet. But then as we get older, our fears grow as well. We're afraid of the unknown. We're afraid of the things we can't control. And the ultimate fear for some folks, the fear of death. But Jesus steps into all of those fears. He steps into them because he accepts our humanity. He accepts our humanity unto himself. And he tells us not to be afraid because we are infinitely valuable to God. I think we can all agree that we face many fears these days. We are facing the fear of the COVID pandemic and the uncertainty that that continues to bring to our lives. We fear the race tensions that continue to simmer in our country. We fear the violence that we've seen erupt in our cities. We fear a society that seems to be veering away from Christian values. And then there is the fear and uncertainty of what our church will look like moving forward. So many fears accompany our lives these days. We might feel a little bit like the prophet Jeremiah in the first reading today. Jeremiah was sent to the people with a very unpopular message. He told them that because of their unfaithfulness, God was going to destroy the temple in Jerusalem. This was unthinkable to the Jewish people of the time. But yet this was Jeremiah's message. And we hear a little bit today about how he reacts. He says, terror on every side. The people are denouncing me. We might feel that way. Terror on every side, around every corner. But Jeremiah knows what the ultimate answer to that fear is. He says, the Lord is with me, like a mighty champion. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord. For he has rescued the life of the poor. Jeremiah knows that God is on his side, even though everyone seems to be against him. Then in the psalm today, We pray that very wonderful phrase, Lord, in your great love, answer me. The Psalms reflect so many of the thoughts and the feelings of the human heart, and they express the fear that we have as human beings. But they also express where we turn. Lord, in your great love, answer me. St. Paul, in the second reading today, talked about Adam and Eve. He says that through one man, Adam, sin entered the world, and through sin, death. Well, because of that original sin, fear has also entered into our human experience. Think back to the Garden of Eden. After they eat of the fruit in the garden that God had told them not to eat of, what happens? They hide from God because they are afraid. Because Adam and Eve have turned humanity back on itself, focused inwardly, we have that fear that comes with original sin. Because we make ourselves the center of our universe. But Paul goes on to say that because of Jesus, that transgression is now healed. Just as through sin entered the world and through sin death, Paul tells us, how much more did the grace of God and the gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to many? Jesus comes and takes onto himself our human nature to heal that nature, to heal that wound from original sin. Jesus goes back to that theme of not being afraid because he has come to conquer all of those uncertainties and fears of our human nature, which are ultimately rooted in our alienation from God. When we go away from God, we are ultimately afraid. And Jesus comes to heal that, to give us a path back to God, so that we can say, I am not afraid. Jesus says, do not fear. We don't fear because he has healed us. Yes, we must face the uncertainties that life brings. But we also face them with confidence. With confidence in this healing that Jesus has given. Jesus says in St. John's Gospel, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He wants us to live a life without fear. And we do that by having him at the center. My friends, our lives are important to God. Each and every one of you is important to him. And he wants you to invite him into all of those fears and those uncertainties that you are experiencing, especially these days when they seem to be so prevalent. And as people of faith, let us take that invitation seriously. Let us take seriously the words of Jesus, not to fear, but rather to have confidence and to set our sights on him who has healed us, reconciled us to God, and taken away all of our fears.